This is Michael.
Hey Michael. Mike, Rick here from Huff and Mazer. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. So I have a call coming in at 3:45, and I thought we could hop on a quick call and make this quick for each of us. So good to have you today. Tell me about your plans with this ticketing sales web app. And how do you plan to be different from all the, options out there, including Ticketmaster?
Well, exactly, because one, I'm looking at keeping it completely local for one, to where managing events that are local to the community. And by owning the app, I can essentially dictate whatever service fee I want, and I can dictate wherever that service fee goes. So to separate me from other people is the idea of being able to charge enough service fee to keep the business running, right? And then the remainder, most people are used to charging 4.5%, 5.5%, whatever percent, 3.5% service charge for tickets, cap, keeping it lower. And then as the people buy it, knowing that one, the business is locally owned for one, and then two, that extra 1.5% that they've been spending anyway, they can actually use and they can donate to local nonprofits within the community.
Okay, so I
So
think
it's a feel-good story
monetization is
path.
sorted. Sorry,
What was that?
I was saying I believe monetization is sorted. When you talk about a ticketing sales platform, the percentage you keep can help sustain the platform financially. On top of that, you could look at advertisement monetization as well, especially for. For the front page, the landing page of the application before people get into their dashboard and they sign in to the platform. Where exactly are you based at, by the way? And do you not have a local ticketing system that's localized?
No, I live in a relatively rural town of about 40,000 people in Quincy, Illinois. And the thing that I realize is that they outsource a lot of their software as a service.
Okay, nice. And how many events do you have in a year, approximately? Did you make a count on that?
Oh, no, I haven't done that. Across town, a lot. Enough, I think enough to sustain it for sure. Depending on the crop, obviously, it all depends on the inbound cost and then the ongoing, sustaining cost of the business or at least the app or whatever. But no, there's plenty of activities that go on, let alone any fundraisers and stuff like that, those type of events for sure. And if you can capture the market and you have a hometown note to it and a much more hometown than some of even the larger regional like Eventbrite and stuff like that ticketing, it's just scaling down even smaller and making that person feel like they have more of a direct impact on their community when they're purchasing things.
Okay, perfect. And just to help me price this out, what features are we looking at? I mean, I've used Ticketmaster, so I know how this works. But it's of course it's a full scale platform, right? And we recommend, as a rule of thumb, we recommend that you when you're starting out and it's a startup that you're raising, you should always test the waters first with something that's called an MVP, that's a minimum viable product, right? So I think the core cycle of a ticket sales platform is that there's you partner with events out there, and they should have a panel ideally where they can manage their own ticketing sales through the platform. They can keep a track of how many tickets are sold. But at a second thought, I think even that's not going to be very important if you want to keep this to a certain scale. If you don't want to go full out and you don't want to build all the features together, I think you could even skip an interface for the ticket managers and the event managers themselves. And you could be yourself as the admin, especially let's say for the first year or two, you could manage the platform on your own. So what do you think about that?
That
Am
would be the
I in the
goal,
right
you're right.
direction?
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, Ticketer is kind of a smaller version of this, of what like Ticketmaster is. In a sense, I'm just wanting to figure out how much it would be to take it even smaller. Yeah, I would for the first year until it got up and running, you can expand or you expand into here's a subscription fee. And if you want to manage it yourself, then you're going to pay a subscription fee to us to give you that freedom to do it. And that subscription fee would then pay for hopefully the cost of, increased back end, application, I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but Does that make sense? You could offer a tiered system. You could offer a tiered system.
Of course, yeah. I mean, there's a lot that can be done. I mean, when you talk about the tier system, you could do like a subscription as well, where people who, you know, regularly go to the events or who are kind of responsible in their social group, there's always this one person who buys the tickets for everyone, right? So who's kind of the in charge, the de facto in charge for purchasing the tickets for everyone. Now you could give them incentive in terms of, you know, giving them a flat price that they subscribe to for every month on a subscription basis, and that's how they could avoid the commission.
I'm even saying like event planners, but even event planners could pay a service fee to then organize their own events, then have the ability to charge their own service fees on top of whatever we take, right? That type of stuff too. But initially it would be me being the admin, me setting it up, hopefully having the ability to design the layout of the location. So if it's like a pop-up dinner or something, you can put tables, right, and show where people sit, as opposed to just a straight, I'm buying a ticket and here's the paper exchange, you know, that I have to show at the door to get in.
So right.
That would be one feature, something like that.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. So let's try and paint a canvas in our heads, and that's also going to help me, you know, boil this down for you in terms of features, in terms of price, and the timeline, which is kind of correlated to, you know, what, you know, the kind of features we need. So to try and paint a canvas in our heads together, we're looking at two interfaces. One is going to be the front end, that is going to be for the people who purchase the tickets, and a second one is going to be the back end, that is going to be your admin panel that's going to allow you to maintain the web application, including maintaining the users, moderating the platform, keeping a check on the sales and the revenue, you know, posting any kind of refunds, or, you know, arbitrating between the event company and the you know, the ticket purchaser. So all that is going to go on the back end that is going to be managed by yourself and you know, your team, hopefully, when the business grows, of course. So that's two interfaces that I can think of. Can you think of a third interface that you would need to run this platform initially?
I guess that would be it, yeah, where they're going to interact with it. You know, the user's going to interact, and then be back in to support all of that. Yeah, absolutely. No, that's the only thing I can think of.
Right, and I think in terms of monetization, we could keep it at two different monetization avenues. One could be interstitial advertisements, placeholders on the website. So, you know, service providers or event managers can place advertisements on the website. You could charge them for a certain period, or, you know, you could charge them based upon a certain criteria, and that can help them promote their event on the platform itself. Right, that could be one, and the second could be where you charge a commission fee,
yeah,
like you mentioned, at 2.5% or whatever you plan to keep it, lower than the other platforms out there. And those are going to be two monetization avenues that I think you could start with, and that should be sufficient enough for you to sustain the platform and to scale it to the next level. Are we on the same
page? And what you're saying is, and so in a sense, I already have a web page built, or at least I'm starting to build one. As they come into my web page, this would sit behind, right? So if they want to go buy tickets, because there'll be a little tab that says we're going to purchase tickets, because there's going to be other things, it's going to be a centrally located kind of app. This is just the first entry, centralized location for the city, because again, as software as a service, they fail to do it, and they fail to create kind of a centralized database of just even nonprofits and stuff. But anyway, it's just a much larger plan, but this is the first getting people driving eyeballs. Hey, this is an idea. You can start to do this and then build up from that. This would all fall behind that, correct? So they would hit that link. We can build it that way. So they hit this link, and then the ticketing exchange would come up, and they would have their interface, correct, their dashboard that they would land on and be able to do stuff. Am I hearing this correctly really quick? And I know you're in a hurry, so I don't want to ask dumb questions, but...
Now you're in the right direction. In fact, can you send me the link to your website that you're trying to build? You know, if that can give me a better idea of how you plan to pursue this, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not at my desk right now, but in that same chat message, do you want me to send it to you?
Yeah, you could just leave me a text message on the same number, if that works for you.
Okay, I can do that. Okay, I can do that. Like right now.
Yeah, you could do that. I'll look at it while we're speaking, and, you know, that way if I have any questions, or, you know, if I think there's something out of the line of what we're discussing, I could cover that right now for you.
Yeah, I just don't know. I was trying not to take too much of your time, man. Hold on. I'll text it to you.
No, you could. All right. Thank you.
Okay, that's not going to work. I don't know why I can't. Anyway, I'll have to message you after we got to this, because I don't know how to deal while I'm talking to you for some reason. That's crazy.
So what platform are you using, by the way, at this time to build a website yourself?
What was that?
I asked you what platform are you using right now to build the website yourself. I think you mentioned you're building the website yourself on your own, right?
I was just on GoDaddy. You can go to it. You can go to it. It's www.gemcityexchange.com.
Sorry, how do you spell that? Actually, Michael, your voice is coming in too low. Probably I'm on the speakerphone or something, but I'm hardly able to hear you.
Yeah, no, it's just I'm on the phone, and it's the speaker on the phone that's actually dying, and I need to replace it. But you can go to www.gemcityexchange.com.
Gem City Exchange, you say, right?
Gem City, yeah, as in Gem, G-E-M.
Oh, Gem City, okay.
City.
City Exchange.
Yeah, that's like the nickname of the city.
Okay.
And then E-X-C-H-A.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now. Not bad for, a canvas to, kind of bring your thoughts together on a web page.
Yeah,
of course,
it was more of just like a proof of concept. I'm trying to put together a proof of concept.
Right, I realize. And, of course, it can be done a lot more professionally, but I think you've done a good job yourself trying to set up this website. It looks, it kind of gives me a good idea on what you're trying to do. So, once again, while I'm looking at it right now, and I think you have a few pages here as well. Let me try and go through each of them, like skim through them. So, on the adventurous page, these are just the categories, right? Our music, our clubs, our leagues.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all local. Yep, exactly.
Okay. And looking at the foodies page now, and civic-minded.
Yeah, you have to go through it all. It's funny.
All right.
Eventually,
so
I would love to build
to
all of this.
Yourself,
you have
it. That. Sorry?
What was that? I didn't hear what you said.
I said you made some progress on your own, and that's a good idea. I mean, rather than just thinking it in your head, you put together something, and that kind of helps at least me, kind of understand what you're trying to do. And of course, GoDaddy is not it's more like a Lego set for building a website, right? Not great for something like a ticketing platform, because with something like a ticketing platform, you have to rank yourself on the search engines. Right, you have to make sure when people search for, let's say, keywords, events in Quincy, Illinois, you should be the first website coming up, or if they're looking for local events. So depending upon what keyword they're searching, you should be ranking on a certain set of keywords, which rarely happens, when you build a website on a Lego set like GoDaddy, right? But anyway, so coming to the features that you mentioned you were looking for, you mentioned something about the charity or the donations that you could collect from the platform as well. I think that's going to be optional, right? I mean, people could opt out of it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, and that's something you
do. And then that service fee will just come to the company. What was that?
That's something that you want to keep in the first phase. You definitely want to keep this as an incentive in the first place, more like a corporate social responsibility of your platform, that aspect of your platform, and you want to pursue this in the first phase, right?
So you're saying I should add that to whatever I've built so far so that right away people understand that that's what it's about, or I'm confused.
I think when you talk about the, you know, when you talk about a local community platform, I think one USP, unique selling proposition of your platform that kind of helps you stand out from the larger platforms is that you are localized, right? And in order to build a local community around your platform, you know, people from Quincy who, you know, I think the vision with this platform should be that when someone from Quincy is looking for a ticket to a local event, they should rather prefer your platform rather than going to Ticketmaster or, you know, StubHub or Eventbrite. And I think what you'd have to do is you'd have to add some kind of an essence around the social corporate responsibility of your platform and how you're helping the local community, you know, through this platform and its sales as well. So I think that would be a good idea definitely to pursue in the first phase. I think even better would be if you could partner up with local, you know, local schools. You could partner up with local charity organizations and NGOs that are working in different fields, and even they could be, you know, promoted on the website, like as a partnership with your platform. And I think that's going to help you build a more localized kind of footprint within your community.
That's all down the work. Like, that's all in the plans. That's what I want to do. Yeah, and then even, like I said, the local food trucks, like you can see, so that then if there's, I would love to have a back end at place where they can actually enter information on a daily basis or whatever their calendar, and it automatically feeds into the website, so that then people, that, you know, just a centralized hub for, and I'm just trying to figure out how much to begin to build that, you know, what it would begin to build it to go, so that then it can build out in 5-10 years, it's going to be something much bigger. That then again, the ultimate goal is turning every localized small little flyover community into their own Silicon Valley, because they can create an app that now they're keeping those service fees to themselves instead of shipping them out to other states. So,
right. So say you know, an MVP platform that has two interfaces, one for yourself, the admin, and one for the primary ticket users, purchasers, and you know, with a payment integration as well, so people can check out online, and they have a dashboard as well that they can log into, and they can keep a track of their ticket and the event as well. Something like that would you know, start at. I'm also doing some multitasking here while I'm speaking to you, and I have my calculator open. My calculator says it would be somewhere around $13,500 to $14,000. But I think I can, you know, since you're doing this as a personal project and you're not backed by a company or a venture, we could start at a lump sum of $10,000, and that's going to get you like an MVP, a full cycle platform. That's going to allow you to have sponsors on your platform as well that you can collect donations for. You can also have events, and you can also have people search for these events using different filters and different sorting functions. So if they're looking for a certain category of events, they will be able to do that, and they will be able to have their little space in there on the website as well, like a dashboard, where they can always log into and they can keep a track of the tickets they've were purchased and the payments they've made through your platform. So what do you think about
that? Yeah, and then that would be able to be integrated into what I've already started to build, or you would like that, or how does that, or we abandon that idea, and this simply comes the first, like, phase of it, in a sense. I guess I was envisioned having a central, like a local landing page with that GemCity Exchange on it. So,
well, I think what you've done so far, what I'm looking at right now, could be used as a useful inspiration on what you're trying to pursue, right? That's going to help our developers and the team that I assigned to you. That's, you know, this is going to help them get on the same page about your idea. But as far as the design is concerned, as far as the UI and the UX is concerned, I think we would be able to recommend something much more professional and better. Of course, when it comes from a professional design team, it's going to be different. Once again, I think you've done a good
and I guess what I'm saying is, would we be able to have, like, you know, for the adventurous, for the foodies, those type of categories? Is that what you're talking about? We could slide those into those categories, and then from there, we just branch out, right?
Exactly, yes. So the categories would not be like a main menu like you have right now. They would be more like a, if you look at, for example, even just look at Ticketmaster right now. They give you, when you open the website, the first thing you see is a search box, and then different filters that you could use, like a drop down to search
Got it.
categories.
Okay.
Those categories we can place for the adventurous, we could place for the foodies, a third category
Got
for
it. Okay.
music
Got
events.
it. Yeah.
I think we could give it a much more a different kind of a
Professional look. Trust me. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead
Sorry,
and
what was
say
the
it. I'm
last
an
one?
amateur. Yeah, no. Anyway, I know I'm comfortable. Yeah, so no, that's really cool. And that's a good, that's a, to have that number in my head, then certainly I know what I need to begin to look at and try to pull together for sure.
Right. I'm sorry I didn't ask you. What kind of budget were you working with? What kind of budget do you have in your mind? And I'm sure you don't have a third party backing as yet, right? For this platform?
I have no third party backing. I had no budget in mind. It was just like, okay, do I throw this on a credit card, that type of stuff, or do I, talk to other people and say who I've spoken to about the idea and say, hey, this is the number that we have to kind of get this off the ground, and do you want to be a part of it? And if you do,
Right.
then let's work it out and get to that number.
Right, but on the brighter side, I mean, we always, I speak to, new startups on a daily basis as part of my job, as part of my bread and butter, and I always tell them, when you have a proof of concept, when you have a professional platform that has a few sales generated and has, been in the market for, say, 6 months or a year, it kind of opens up a lot of opportunities for you automatically, right? So when you're talking about scaling the platform, I think you do have a big vision with this. With the way you're talking about it, and you want to do a lot of things in this platform, and at some point in the future, you could even have third party backing. You could have a venture capitalist. Give them a piece of your business, and they could help you scale this exponentially. Because when you're talking about a localized events ticketing platform, this could be localized for a lot many more towns and cities as well. Right now, I realize
That's the
you want to.
plan. That's the plan.
Right.
Trust me, it's the plan, because I moved from a big city to a small town, and I realize that these towns are being overlooked, and every tech company you can think of always looks to scale up and never looks to scale down. And there's a market if you scale down. As long as you hit enough of the markets, then you're making up for anything that you're scaling up for, and that's just the whole idea. So.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So there's quite a bit of a vacuum. I think you've already studied this and you've observed this on your own as well. There's a lot of vacuum with localized event ticketing platforms, and that's one way you could go. A lot of you could do a lot of read up a lot of case studies on how, for example, Harley-Davidson bounced back when they were going out of business in the 1980s. They created a local community, and following their strategies on how they brought the local community together. Or if, on a city level, on a town level, even that can help you, build really, micro, a micro following for your platform in local towns and local communities. But anyway, so do you think, we can work together with that kind of budget? Is that something that's doable, or am I jumping the guns on you?
No, I think that it's definitely doable. It's just doable in the next 10 days. Maybe not, but it's definitely doable. I thought it was going to be much higher than that, so I was definitely pleased with the number that was thrown out, for sure, for sure. So.
Okay, great. And then, this $10,000 lump sum budget that I gave you, this may not be the price that you can keep for, let's say, the next 3 months, of course. But, I can also do a bit of an installment plan for you as well. So you can pay this in two installments. You can look at some work and then, pay the balance. We could work on that as well. Just so you know that, this is not something that you need right off the bat. This is, if you have the funds, but you want to make sure you see some progress, even we can have some, at least two installments that you can pay this price within. And I think in terms of the timeline, you would be looking at somewhere about 2.5, 3 months to build a platform like this. And do you have like local events that are already, set to get to your platform, or does this
Oh
work for the
yeah. Not only that, but I've not only I've talked to some organizations that are going to be putting on like charity events and said, hey, you know, give me time, and this is my thoughts, and this is what I'm trying to build, and trying to do it myself. And so when it does come and I do have it, would you be willing to allow me to put on one of your events or something? And they've been very receptive. So for sure, yeah.
Okay, great. So how do you plan, how do you suggest we recircle on this? Do you want me to put something in writing for you? I'll send you our company profile and probably an NDA if you'd like to sign that as well. But apart from that, anything that I can do to help you, you know, pursue this regardless of whether we can, you know, work together on this or not?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And I can give you my email address. I think, I don't know if I put it in anything when, you know, when I got on the website or whatever, but because actually what put me to your website, I was looking at AWS Honeycomb going, or the Honeycode, I think it is, you know, the low code, no code option, seeing if I could build something like that. But you can just michael@wmjinvestments.com.
Okay, can you put that on the chat box for me where you send me the number?
I'll have to go back downstairs. Yeah, or I'll text it to the number. When we get off the phone, I'll text it to the number.
Sorry, I lost you for a moment. Can you give me the email address again? You said Michael at?
WMJinvestments.com.
WMK Investments, right?
WMM, as in Michael, WMJ.
Okay. Okay, WMJ, and then?
Investments.
Investments, okay. .com, right?
Yeah, .com. Yep.
Okay, perfect, Michael. So I'll send you an email with, you know, just to help better introduce what we do and, you know, what kind of companies we work with and, you know, some portfolio as well. How do you suggest we recircle again? Do you want to set up another call, let's say, next week, or how do you want to go about it?
Yeah, just send me the email, and then I'll respond to the email with availability just because I'm super busy. But yeah, and then we can kind of set up another call and I'll, you know, return to this certainly.
All right, perfect. Then that sounds like a plan. All right, so that's it. I'll let you go. I have the next call coming in, unless you have something else for me for now.
Yeah. Nope, that's it. That's it. I'm good. All right. Thanks.
All right, then, buddy. Enjoy the day. Happy weekend.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Bye.